Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Warden. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about perspective and how it's important to keep things in perspective even when we don't feel like things are going the way we'd like them to be. Today I want to talk about the power of suggestion. As often happens when I tell a story on my podcast, almost as soon as I mention that there's a problem, the very next week there's a development. And so it is here too. So I thought I would start by giving you an update on my younger son and his football status, and then I'll move into the power of suggestion and how changing the way you think can change a situation. So I had told you before that my son had been trying to play for the 8th grade team. It hadn't been going very well. So he'd got bumped down to the B team, which is mostly 7th graders and 8th graders. And even still, he wasn't doing great. He was doing okay-ish, but he wasn't doing great. He was kind of getting manhandled by the other team. Every once in a while, he kind of break through the line, but kind of wouldn't really know what he was supposed to do. And so overall, he was just kind of green and just kind of not as good as he would like to be and not as good clearly as the coaches wanted him to be. And so then I come on a podcast and I talk about it. And the very next game, it was like a switch got flipped. First half was the same as it usually is for our team. The other team comes out within a few minutes. They're up by 7, 14, 21. And then the rest of the game is us sort of putting up a half-hearted effort to try to close the gap, even though everybody, including the parents and the coaches, know that when we're down by 2 or 3 touchdowns, we're pretty much already done. So this is the situation we find ourselves in again. So the boys go into halftime. I forget what the exact score was, but I think they were probably down by 3 or 4 touchdowns already and probably hadn't scored at all yet. And they go to halftime. And it's the usual thing. I mean, you can't hear what the coaches are saying. They're talking to them. They're doing their thing and this and this. And then they come back. They come back to the field to warm up before the second half. And everybody's really excited. My son looks excited. He looks like he wants to play. And the play then reflected this new attitude. My son basically just catches fire. And again, I'm not saying this because he's going to be in the NFL. Like, our genetics and our limitations, I would say, pretty much prevent that from happening. But he's an 8th grade football, so we'll give him a little bit of a pass. He has the game of his life. The half of his life. The game of his life. Whatever you want to call it, he has it. Comes out, and he's on fire. Sacks the quarterback a couple times. Breaks up the run a couple times. And every time there was a tackle, he's within like 1 foot from where he's supposed to be. He's like 1 step away. So even if he didn't make the tackle, he was right there putting pressure on him. Which was completely different than any game I had seen him play in this year or last year. Usually he looks kind of confused. He looks kind of timid. He looks like he doesn't quite know what he's supposed to be doing. Not this day. This day, it was like all the planets aligned and suddenly somebody flipped a switch and said, this is how you play football. And he goes, oh, okay. And he went out and just did it. It was like a marked change from literally just a week before. So, you know, the game finishes up. I think they still lost. They probably still lost big. But he was on cloud nine. He was feeling great. He knew that he had played the half of his life. He knew that he finally had done all the things he had wanted to do. Now, albeit it wasn't on the A team, but at this point, that didn't even matter. Because, you know, I don't think he's ever gotten a sack on the quarterback ever. And so he got a couple. So he was geeked. I don't think he's ever broken up the run ever. And so like he did that a couple times and he was geeked. So he was hyped. So I see him, you know, once the bus comes back and we're sort of back at the house and people are changed and showered and all that. And I start talking to him, you know, kind of over a late dinner about, you know, that was a great game. Like, wow, you were on fire. Like, it sounds like you like really hit your stride. Like, sounds like you really were sort of going off. And then I asked the magic question. What do you think was different about tonight? And so he tells me, you know, basically, you know, that he had thought about things that my wife had told him and things that I had told him about sort of keeping it in perspective and about sort of, you know, feeling good about what you're good at and working hard about all that sort of stuff. So he kind of gave me sort of the obligatory, it was because of you, Dad. But that wasn't the rest of the story. That wasn't the whole story. And then he tells me the other part, which was basically during halftime, the coach asked somebody what the score was. And the kid said whatever it was, 14-0, 21-0, whatever it was. And the coach says, well, I don't care what the score is. I just want you guys to go out there and have fun and play the way you're supposed to play. Because at this point, I'm not sure we can turn the tide. More or less, right? I wasn't there, so I don't know exactly what he was said. But essentially, the message that my son got was, we're not going to win anyways, so let's just go play as hard as we can and have fun and see what happens. Now, for whatever reason, that lit a fuse for my son. So I said, well, you know, was that the first time they had ever said have fun? And he was like, well, you know, they always say, like, you know, try your hardest. They always say, you know, we expect you to win. We always say, he said, this was the first time that they said, you know, play hard and play a good game. And if we win, we win. And if we don't, we don't. But we mostly want to have fun. He said, that's the first time that he ever felt like he was kind of given permission to not be sort of anxiously obsessed with the score and to just go out and play. Now, we can have a whole discussion about whether or not coaches should have conveyed that message. I don't know, like 6 weeks ago or like 8 weeks ago. But the important thing was, is they said it this day. And the part that got my attention was this. I don't think anything physically changed in my son between last week and 2 weeks before. I don't think his game suddenly got better. I don't think that he woke up the morning of that game with a better understanding of what he needed to do that evening. I don't think any of that stuff was true. I actually don't think anything changed between the week before and the week we saw. And so the question for me is, why the different performance? Why the difference between 2 weeks before, where he's missing wide open tackles, and this week, where he's like a monster? He's like TJ Watt, like shrunk down. He's like going off. And I think what it comes down to is the power of thoughts. That when he was sitting on the line thinking, I can't screw this up, or I'm going to cost us the game, or I can't screw this up because then the other team's going to score, or I can't screw this up because of this, this, and this, he froze. He got tense. He overthought the situation. He didn't just play the game the way he knew how to play. But the minute the coaches said, play the game the way you know how to play, and the rest will work out, he did, and it did. The important part for me is this. It's not the external situation. It's not the external circumstances that always define where we land. But by the coach simply saying, go play the way you know how to play, he was able to reorient his thinking. Instead of thinking about screwing up, instead of thinking about making mistakes, he thought about, I just need to go play the way I know how to play. I just need to quit thinking about it and just go play. I think there are plenty of times for many of us where the best thing somebody could tell us is, stop overthinking it and just go do what you know how to do. Don't worry about what happens if you mess up. Don't worry about if it doesn't line up the way you think it will. Don't worry about anything. Just go out and do what you know how to do. And that's the power of positive thought. That's the way that our thoughts help us achieve our goals. It's also how our thoughts get in the way. If we're overthinking things, we can actually create barriers for ourselves. I think my son had created a barrier for himself that wasn't there. Clearly it wasn't there because a week later he was a monster. He was a maniac. But that's what we want. We want to be able to remember what we're here for. We want to remember what our goal is. We want to remember why we're trying to do what we're trying to do. And then we just want to go do it. We don't need to think about it. We don't need to overanalyze it. We just need to do it and trust that we know what we're doing. So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into the Fix. If you're in the Pittsburgh area, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.